Who funded these? Matt Gaetz grills Pentagon chief on drag queen story hours and shows at military bases. By Christina Wong on March 29, 2023. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, grilled Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on why drag queen story hours and drag shows are being hosted at United States military bases during a House hearing Wednesday. Gaetz asked Austin, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases? Austin responded, you know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds. Gaetz then presented an event advertisement showing that Ramstein Air Force Base's library had planned to host drag queen story time on June 2, 2022. That's a drag queen story hour for children, Gaetz said. Gaetz then listed several more drag queen events at three other Air Force bases. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly Diversity Equity Inclusion Summer Festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base you have the Drag Unellis on June 17. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary? He asked. Austin responded, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds. Gaetz responded, but why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening? Austin repeated, I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund. Gaetz retorted, so you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour? Austin responded, I stand by what I just said. Gaetz fired back, you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece Biden's military Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, Drag Queen Story Hour for Kids, in the Western Journal? Are you aware of that? Austin responded, again, I want to say what I said. Gaetz concluded, you're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport the facts. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.